You're choice to my mom. You're choice that he stole something. So you're choice that he stole. So you want to make him take a shvur. So maybe it doesn't really make sense to make him take a shvur, because if he's choice that my minor, if you're choice that he stole, so he's choice that Ashvaza will also lie. The same guy that stole will also lie. So how could he be mechayiv him a shvur if you're choice he did something, he stole something? That's the whole sugya. Do you say that or do you say no? Taking a shvur is much worse. A yid is more afraid to take a shvur to Hashem than he is of stealing. So the same guy who will steal won't take a shvur, won't lie in a shvur. So therefore, you could believe a shvur. That's the sugya over there. So it says over there, wants to bring a raya from the case where a shomer says, let's say a shomer chinam, he says something got stolen. It was nigna from him. He says it got stolen. So if he says it got stolen, he's potter. He's potter, but he has to take a shvur. So this shomer says, this is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. This shomer says, I don't want to take a shvur. I'd rather just pay for it. So Rav Huna says he has to take a shvur that he doesn't really have. He opts to pay for it. He says, I'm going to pay for it. Now it's mine. If it gets found, I get it. I'm paying it for it now. Rav Huna says he has to take a shvur that he doesn't really have it. Maybe he really has the thing. He got to like it after he was being shomeret for a little while. He's willing to pay for it, doesn't want to steal it, but he wants it. He can't find the same exact cow in the local cow store. He can't find it. That's the one he wants. So he's told the owner got stolen, he pays him. So Puna says, take a shvur that you don't really have it, and you're not really trying to trick this owner into selling it to you. Right? So Gemara says, so, and that's what Puna Shita. So Gemara says, you see, Choshen HaMamayna is loy Choshen HaShvuasa. This same Shomer, you're choshen him that he's stealing the guy's cow, or whatever the guy left by him. And yet, Rav Huna says, we'll believe his shvua to tell us that he doesn't have it. So we're choshen, right? We'll suspect him of is stealing the cow, but we'll still believe his shvua. So you see, Choshen HaMamayna is loy Choshen HaShvuasa. A person takes shvua much more seriously, and even though we think he might have stolen, and that's why we're making him take the shvua, we could still believe his shvua, right? So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Why not? What would you say? Why is it not a raya?
Because he doesn't really want to steal it, he wants to pay for it.
Because he's paying for it. So he said, the Gemara says, because he has a justification. He says, Domikiyav Nalei, I'm going to pay for it. That's not the same thing. So maybe in a real case where a person is going to steal, maybe then you can't believe a shvua. This guy, you could believe a shvua because he's not really such a bad guy. Yeah, it's sort of stealing because, you know, if the owner would know about it, he'd never sell his cow. But Lamais, he's trying to pay for it, so maybe it's not so bad. So good, fine. So it's not a raya. So maybe that's a good shvua. On that, Prakti Gemara, yeah. Yeah. But Amalei Racham, this Levina, but he's over in Lisachmite. But he's over in Lisachmite. So how could you believe his shvua? You should say the same thing. Miga the Choshid on Lisachmite. If you suspect him of being over in Lisachmite, you should suspect him of lying in a shvua too. So Gemara answers, Gemara answers the Kasha. But what do you see from the Kasha? The Gemara just said he's planning to pay for it. And since he's planning to pay for it, he's not a Gazlan at all. He's not a Gazlan. And that's why it's not a Raya that Migid Choshim or Choshim Shvuasa, right? On that, the Gemara, but he's over Lisachmoid. So from here you see, from this Gemara you see, that the Isser of Lisachmoid is even if you pay for it. Even if you pay for it outright, he's paying for it. He's not a Gazlan. So the Gemara says clearly. But he's still over Lisachmoid. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Magen Mishnah says, comes from this Gemara. The Rambam says, in Zeila, Tarakala, Halachat Tes, Kolachoy made Avdo Yeramasloy, a person has Chemda. He really wants his friend's house, his friend's servant, his friend's Kaili. Or Kol Davash Efshaloy Sheik Naomi Medo, or something that anything that he can get from him. And what does he do? Hichbar Allah Vereyim the Hipster boy. He doesn't leave the guy alone. He calls him every 2 seconds. He leaves messages everywhere. He gets people to go over him and try to convince him, sell it to the guy, sell it, he really wants it, to give it a good price. And he pushes the guy to sell it to him. Even if he paid a lot of money for it, he paid him top dollar for it. That's what he sees from this Gemara. Just like the Shomer, he forced the guy to sell it to him. The Shomer did it through trickery, through claiming it was stolen. But it's the same thing. If you do it through pushing the guy and now leaving him alone, the Rambam says, and going after him, even if you pay top dollar, you're over in the Yisrael Lissachmai. You're not a Ganav, but you're over in the Yisrael Lissachmai. Okay. The Ein Leikin Alav Zeb Nish Ein Bein Maisa. You don't get Malkus for the Lav because the Lav has no Maisa. The Lav has no Maisa. Lav Shein Bein Maisa you don't get Malkus for, right? You know that? Because Lav Shein Bein Maisa you don't get Malkus for. You know why not? Yeah. Because every lab has to be done with the lab de chesima. Every lab has to be done with the l'sach m'shar v'disha. The l'sach v'disha has a ma'isa. Ve'eino oive b'lav zeh sh'yikach ha'chefet sh'chomot. And he's not, he doesn't get malchus because it's a lab shim b'ma'isa, but he's not oive in the lab until he actually takes the thing. Until he actually, so the Rabbi says, what's the Rambam talking about? Taking the thing is a pretty big ma'isa. He takes the thing, he goes home, walks home with it. Why is it a lab sh'ein b'ma'isa? Right, the writer is bothered. So the Magnus explains, according to the Rambam, the Avera is what he did trying to get the guy to sell it. The chemda that he showed, the chemda that he felt and he acted upon, that's the law, that's the issue. Except it's al tanai that you actually take the thing. That's a tanai in the issue, that's not the actual issue. The actual issue is a lav she'in bo maisa. The loy sachmoid is a lav she'in bo maisa. There's no maisa in that. There's no maisa in feeling it and wanting it and trying to convince. At the end of the day, you have to take the thing home, the Rambam says. That's a t'nai in the Isser. You're not going to be over it unless it came to that combination. But that's not the Iker, that's not what the Isser is. That's not the definition of the Isser. So I've shown the mic. Let's take it home. Fine. So that's the Rambam, that's the Gemara, right? Even though he paid for it, he's over on the Sakhli. Still good? I was a little afraid after the whole long show. I don't know if people. Well, it won't, not too long, though, hopefully. Then we'll do a little bit on Nachamu. But anyway, that's what the Rambam says. So the Ravid says, the Ravid adds in over here, it says one line. It says, V'loy Amar Reit Sa'ani. This whole thing is only if the guy never said Reit Sa'ani. You're over, you push the guy, you push, and finally he says, here, fine. He throws the thing, and you give him the money, and finish, and he walks away. He does it, he gives in. But he never said Reit Sa'ani. He never said at the end, okay. I'm not to this kid. I'm happy. I'm okay with it now. He never said that. Then you're even with Sachman, the Rambam says. But if at the end, after everything, the guy said, Roitza Ani, at the end he actually said, Roitza Ani, he was masking to you at the end, then you're not going to be even with Sachman, the Rambam says. The Rambam's arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam never made that distinction. The Rambam says, you push the guy, you push him, finally he sells it to you, you're even with Sachman. It doesn't matter whether he said Reitz Ani at the end, didn't say Reitz Ani at the end or not. It doesn't matter. The Ravid says this issue is only if he didn't say Reitz Ani. If he said Reitz Ani at the end, that means he was masking at the end. You're not over anything. You're not over anything. Oh. So where did the Ravid get this wrong? Where's the Ravid? Whatever comes is at the end also. Where did the Ravid get this from? Where did he get it? It's a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama in Samach Beis. The Gemara says there, Gemara asks the Shaila. What if Nogaya, it doesn't matter, it's Nogaya in the Apostle Edis maybe, things like that. But the Gemara asks the Shaila, what's the difference between a Gazlin and a Chamsin? Right? There's something called Chamas and there's something called Gezel. Gemara says, what's the difference? Gemara answers, maybe some of you just know this, I think maybe Rashi and Chumash says that a Gazlin doesn't pay for it and a Chamsin pays for it. A chamsin pays for what he took, but he forced you to do it. He's a chamsin. The gazlan didn't pay. In fact, the Gemara, if you force somebody to sell it to you and you pay for it, you hold a chamsin. In fact, the Gemara, but we hold talua v'zobin zvina zvini. Talua v'zobin, if you force a person to make a sale, but at the end he does it, he makes the sale, zvina zvini, it's a good sale, it's a good kinyan. So how can you call the guy a chamsin? How can you say a chamsin is someone that pays? If you're paying, that means it's Talu of Zobin. That's the case of Talu of Zobin. The case where I force you to make a sale. And we pass it as being it's a good sale. And for the Gemara, there's a difference. Hada amar reitzani, hada loy amar reitzani. If you force somebody to make a sale, it's Bini's Bini. That's when, at the end of the day, the guy said, reitzani. I'm okay with it. That's called Bini's Bini. That's called a good kinyan. A chamsin is the pshat.
This is the owner.
Who
say Reitz Ani?
Yes. The chamsin is the pshat that he forced him to sell it, but the guy never said Reitz Ani at the end. He's a chamsin. Then the buyer is a chamas. That's what the Gemara says about the chamas. So the Raivad, that's what the Raivad gets himself. That's what the Raivad's saying over here. So if the Raivad, if you said Reitz Ani, according to the Gemara, you're not a chamsim. You're not a chamsim. That's called a good sale. It's as good as any other sale there is. Bina is bina, the Gemara says. Zbina is bina means a sale is a sale. It's a good kidney. The mecher is a mecher. So Zok the Raivad, you're not a chamsim. If you're not a chamsim, you're not a vilas achmai. Where's the lois achmai? It's a regular sale like any other sale. So that's where the Raivad gets it from. Just like, because the Gemara is machalik between a chamsim and Zbina is bina, a chamsim, they both pay for it. Except the chamsim, the pshat, the guy, the seller, never said at the end, ani writes. But the other case is the guy did say at the end, and he writes, and that's called Zbina is bina. So too, when it comes to lois achmai, you have the same chilik. If the person said at the end, writes ani, there's no lois achmai. It's only when he didn't say writes ani at the end. So the guy is a chamsim, the guy that's making him sell it to him. Mamela, that chamsim is oivel sachma. Being a chamsim and being oivel sachma go hand in hand according to the rabbi. That's what the rabbi means to say. So the chara you'd say, that is the Magen Mishnah says, so according to the Rambam, it's not true. That's how the Rambam defines le sachma. According to the Rambam, it's two different things. A chamsim is someone like the Gemara says in Bava Kama. A chamsim is someone that forces you to sell him something, and you never said right sa'ani. What about a person that forces you to sell him something, but at the end you give in and you say right sa'ani? He's not a chamsim, but he's over l'sachmar according to the Rambam. Even he is over l'sachmar according to the Rambam. At the end you said right sa'ani. He's not a chamsim. Whatever halacha is, that's no geya. He doesn't have a shame chamsim. The sale is a good sale. It's yours 100%. But you were able to sachmi. Because you were chaymed his mamin. You had the chemdes of mamin. You didn't leave him alone. At the end of the day, you walked home with it, like the Rambam says. That's called your able to sachmi. That's what the Rambam, that's the difference between the Rambam and the Raivad over here. That's the chiluk. Alright, so it's a little bit about the understanding what l'sachmi is. There's one kasha. The Magen Mishnah ends off with a kasha. He says, why don't you stay over here? E'ovid loy mahani. You know, you heard of the concept of E'ovid loy mahani. The Gemara in Tambura comes about Machlokes is Abayin Rava. Kol ma the Davar Rachmana loy sadid. Anything the Torah said don't do. E'ovid loy mahani. If you did it, it's not chal. Gemara goes to a lot of different examples where it comes in. The whole shock of the Tariya. Like for example, maybe if a Kohen Gadol would marry an Amana, you should say the Kedushin is not Chal. It is Chal for whatever other reason. That's the shock of the Tariya there. But that would be an example. Like, you would say the Kedushin is not Chal. The Tariya said he can't marry an Amana. So he can't marry an Amana. He of it, if he does it, Loi Mahani, he didn't do anything. It's not Chal. There's such a concept. And we pass in that way, that's the Gemara then Tamura. So why didn't you say over here also, you have a Loi Mahani? Since the Torah said, don't make such a kinyan, the Torah said, even if you do a kinyan, it's a good kinyan. But you're over l'sachmai, and that's the Torah doesn't want such kinyan, and the Torah didn't want you to do that. So to say, you have a lay mahani, the kinyan was never chal. Why don't you say over here also, you have a lay mahani? That's the Magen Mishnah's kasha.
That's according to Rambam or Raivad or both?
That's according, he asked it on the, well, according to the Rambam, for sure. Well, according to the Raivad, the person. One second. According to the Raivad, the whole thing is talking about Loyama Raitzani. So it's Loyama Raitzani. It's anyway not Kaila Bakari. According to the Raivad, it doesn't really come up.
The Raivad is the one who says
that he's only Oyvan Lisachmai when at the end of the day, the seller never said Raitzani. He never said, he's a chamsim. He's like a regular chamsim. So it could be over there, I'm not sure if over there you're kind of anyway. But according to the Rambam, he's talking about even if he said right Sani, according to the Rambam, which, and according to the Gemara, that's a good kid like anything else. Except you're also over in Leisachmai. So don't be, so if you need, right? So you're only over once you walk home with
him. No, but he's
what?
When he says right Sunday, he's mocking the guy.
Yeah.
So we
right.
So it's not the other guy, he's doing it all himself. Because then maybe he did something that's utter, he can't affect opinion. But since here the king is also doing the matna, the guy being matna.
The guy was matna then.
So it's not all him.
Because the other guy's also doing it.
The other guy is agreeing. You're being matna. That's how he did that effectively.
So in that case, you don't see other blood mahani.
Because it's not something he did.
Nah. Okay, here. Maybe.
Why? The Torah says he shouldn't do it, so it shouldn't work. Even if
the Torah is talking to you, right? Not talking to the Matzah. The Micah himself. Yeah. Maybe. You guys want to say something? Tell the Minchas Kunuch says. It's geschmack because it's a havon and what the Avodah Mahani really means. It's a new understanding of what the Avodah Mahani really means. That's why it's so geschmack. Says that there's a Mishnah in Chulim. If a person shechts on Shabbos, the shechit is kosher. It's a good shechit. Shechts on Shabbos, but the meat's kosher. It's a Mishnah in Chulim. Where is it? What? Yudalad? Yudalad. Shechts on Shabbos, Yom Kippurim, Aval Yitzhi, Mitzchai, Ben Abshay, Mitzchai, Misa, it's one of the Lamentos Malachas, Shechitos, like Sheva. So there's a Marit, and Marit asks, why don't you say Yehovah Loi Mahani? You should say the shechit is no good. Whatever the Torah said, don't do. If you did it, it's not mahani. It doesn't work. The shechita should be no good. But it's beferish mishnah chulin that if you shechta on Shabbos, the shechita is good. So Marit says, this is the story. Marit says, the other way mahani means, when the Torah didn't want this thing to take place. So by making it loy mahani, it ends up that it never took place. Like that example I was telling you from the Gemara in Temura. The Torah didn't want the Almana to marry, the Kangala to marry the Almana. So by making the Kedushin Loi Mahani, by making Kedushin not Chal, the Isser went away. He never married her. He never married her. It might look like he did, but there was no Chalois Kedushin. It didn't work. The formula for Kedushin didn't work in this case. Right? So that's when you say Yavid Loi Mahani. But if you say that this guy's Shechita is no good, say the Shechita was no good, he's still Chayim Yisrael. You didn't help. You didn't help anything. You didn't make the Isser go away. They're still in the Tilas Neshama. Person's chayif in the Tilas Neshama. They're still in the Tilas Neshama. They're still in that Isser Shabbos is still chayif in the Tilas Neshama. Still kill the animal. The Tilas Neshama you're chayif for. So, whenever it's not going to make it, whenever it's not going to fix it, you don't apply Yavala Mahani means we want to fix what went wrong. The Torah never wanted this thing to happen. That means the Torah took away its power of ever happening. I never wanted the Kohen Gadol to marry the Almana, so it took away the possibility of the Isser ever occurring by removing the Chalois of the Kedushin. But you can't remove the fact that the animal is dead. That's called Netilas. You can make the Shechit possible, but it's not going to take away the fact that it was Mechal Shabbos, because it was Netilas Neshama. In those cases, you don't say Yavad Loi Mahani. That's not what Yavad Loi Mahani means. That's Marit's famous Yisoid. So Mechazkel says over here, to this Kash of the Magen Mishnah, the same thing. What are you going to do in this case? You make it that there was no kinyan. The kinyan wasn't chal. Okay, the kinyan wasn't chal. The kinyan wasn't chal. But you don't need a kinyan to be Ivan Leisachmid. What's the Yisrael Leisachmid? The Chemdus Mamet. The Tanai is that you take the chepetz that you were chaymed. You take the chepetz that you were chaymed. Okay? So there was a Chemdus Mamet. You walked on the chepetz that you were chaymed. Halachically speaking, there was no kinyan chal. But that doesn't change the ma'isa that happened. The issue that he was over is not going to go. He's still going to be over l'sachmer. Even if you take away the kinyan, the l'sachmer is still going to be there. Memela, you don't say over the mahani in this case. That's the mechitzah. Okay. Short, maybe. All right. Just one thing. That's Tanachmu. This week's Haftarah is a famous medrash. At the end of Medrash Rabbah, at the end of the parsha, first parsha, in Eicha, Medrash Rabbah Eicha, it says like this. It says, "Chotu b'kiflayim." Klal Yisrael sinned in a doubly kiflayim kefil. Tichsev chet chotu Yerushalayim. Pasuk says, Chet Chot Yerushalayim, it's a double Lashon. Yerushalayim sinned double. the lakah b'keflayin, and they were punished double. Dichsev, that's a pasuk, ki lakcha miyad Hashem keflayin b'chol chateisecha. We took from the Ibn Shalom, we got from Ibn Shalom double from all our sins. So the chait was double, and the yisurin were double. Umes nachem b'keflayin, and the necham is double. Dichsev nachemu nachemu ami yoymer l'keichem. Nachemu nachemu, it says nachemu twice. So necham is also double. That's what the Medrash says. What does the Medrash mean exactly? That's a lot of people speak about what the Medrash means. I just want to share something with you. The Eitz Yosef, the Pirush in the Medrash, he learned it to mean, because who sinned? Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So why is it double? Because there's one thing is the chomer of the Aveira, and then there's another thing of who's doing the Aveira. If the Aveira is terrible, but if a lowlife is doing it, that's what you could expect from him. Yerushalayim, Chet Chato Yerushalayim, on such a madrega, such a hilga madrega of Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and they're doing that there, that's Kiflayim. That's what it means. The Lakah B'Kiflayim, the Yisurin, also, why is it Kiflayim? Because there's one thing, the Yisurin. Then there's another thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam, who loves us so much, has to carry that out. And from an Oyev becomes an Oyev, Kaviyachol. That's double. That's why it's double. And the Nechama also is double. Because there's one thing is Nechama, and the other thing is that the Nechama comes from the Ibn Shalom himself. Right? Like the Pasuk says, Nachem Nachame Yoimar Elikeichem. It comes straight from the Ava Rachman, from the one who all Nechama comes from him. So it's a deeper Nechama, it's a double Nechama. That's what it says over here. But I once heard there's a Tzlach. So the Tzlach says, Nachemu Nachemu Ami, to explain the double Lashon, to explain this Medrash. He says, The Gemara Pesachim says, Dafnun, I think. The Gemara says that in this world we make a Baruch Dayan Emes when something bad happens, and Baruch Toiv Ameitiv when something good happens. So the Olam Haba, they only make a Toiv Ameitiv. What that really means is that when a person is standing B'achre Sayyamah, when a person is standing Olam Haba, when a person by where the Malachim are, so all he can see is Toiv Ameitiv. It's clear that every single Dayan Emes, every single Tzara that a Yid went to in a personal way, and the Klal Yisrael went to one as a whole, every single one was for our Toiv. It's impossible to understand that from our human perspective, but when you're in Olam Haba, the Gemara is talking about Olam Haba, Achas Yomim, you can see it. There's only a Toiv Ameitiv. I heard from my Rebbe. My Rebbe was sitting Shiva once. So Shmuel Birnbaum came to him, Menachem Avil, and he told him that Shmuel Birnbaum told him the Lashon and Rashi by Yitzchak. When Yitzchak became blind, the Lashon and Rashi, like the Malachim cried by the Akedah, it went into Yitzchak's eyes. The Lashon and Rashi is, I forgot what the Lashon was exactly, like they looked through the Chaloina Rakia. Like they looked through the Chaloina Rakia and they cried. What's this Lashon to look through the Chalon? What they have to look like? They have to unzip something and look through it to know what's going on? They know what's going on. So dip their heads down to the opening to see. What does it mean? He says, because the Malachim would have stayed where they were, they can never cry in a million years. Everything's toy. It's so clear that everything Baruch Hashem does is good. They had to look down on this world. They had to look on it in the human eyes. They opened up the Chalon of Rakia in order to look at what was going on with human eyes. Only then could they bring tears. That's what it means. And from a human perspective, it's a sad thing. So we say dynamics. But Olam Haba is only Toiv Ameitiv. So Mela, the Tzlach says that's Nachemu Nachemu. The double Lashon is, there's going to be a double Nechama. There's a Nechama that the Gula is here. That's a Nechama. But then there's a Nechama that once it comes, that we're holding by Achres HaYamim, will be like the Gemara says, in Olam Haba, you only make a Toiv Ameitiv. Be able to look back at every Tzara and understand why it was there and what the Elis came from it, and how it's part of Hashem's Hashkacha the whole time, and part of Hashem's plan the whole time, and that's going to be the double Nechama. There's a Nechama that the Tzaras have ended, and then there's a Nechama that even when we look back on them, we'll understand why they had to be. That's the second level of Nechama, that the Dayan Emes becomes a Toiv Ameitiv. And I'll tell you from the Tzara. I just want to tell you one more thing, because I think it's the same, but the Shem Shmuel, Shemeshmo says a little bit different, but I think it's the same thing. On this pasuk, Nachem Nachem Ami, Shemeshmo says like this. It says Kiru Eleho, right? Dabo Alev Yushalayim. The Kiru Eleh called to her, called to Yushalayim. Right? Hashem tells the Navi, call to Yushalayim. What's Pshat call? Call out Yushalayim. So Abnezer says the difference between Vayikra El Moshe and Vayikra El Bilam. Hashem spoke to Moshe Ben Vayikra El Moshe. When Hashem spoke to Bilam, it says Vayikra El Bilam. That he happened upon Bilam, Bamikra, he came upon Bilam. Moshe Vayikra called. So the difference is Moshe Ben was elevated by it. He was elevated by the experience of talking to the Bnei Shalom. Vayikra means Hashem called Moshe Ben closer to him. Come closer to me. Bilam stayed right where he was. Hashem came and told him what he needed to tell him, for the sake, because it had to be done, for whatever reason, that was it. He wasn't brought close. Right? He brings a Zoya, that the Mitzvah knocks on the door, and you give him whatever, you don't let him come in, just you throw out whatever he needs, and he goes away, that's it. That was Bilam, that's Vayakar of Bilam. Vayakar Meshach, Hashem brought him up. So he says, when Klai Yisrael is in Golis, so there's such a, the hearts are so stooped up, like with so, with its tzaras. So it's like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'loi shamu l'moshe mikotze ruach b'avoy d'kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them there's a gula. They didn't listen. Why didn't they listen? Mikotze ruach b'avoy d'kasha, the pasuk says. The stress of the galus was too hard. They couldn't even hear it. Their ears were not even open to hear what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. So he says, v'kiru eleh. That's what the pasuk says. Navli v'kiru. You have to call them up, raise them up out of it. They're going to be so broken by the galus, they're not even able to hear the nechama. Pull them up out of it so that they can hear it. So that it won't be like Moshe Rabbeinu, that they couldn't listen because of the other kasha. That's what he's telling them. That's what Kira Eleh, that's what Hashem's telling the Navi. So Shem Shmuel says, that's the Nachem, that's also, that's why you have a double Lashon. It's a double Lashon. It's Nachem in the Kiflayim. Gufa Nechama, v'yehekshu l'kadoh Nechama. It's what's the Kiflayim, what is it double? Is the Nechama. And then there's making us right to even be able to hear it. Bringing us out of the Mekoytze Ruach v'avayda kasha. Of the everyday, you know, bullets that we see around us, and to be able to raise this above it in order to even be able to hear the Nechama, that's this double Lashon. That's the double Lashon. That's what Shemesh Moses says. I think these two Pshatim, so in a way, they're really the same thing. In a way, that I'm just going to end off. In a way, they're really the same thing. Because the first Pshat we said was that the double Nechama is to be able to look back in the source and see they were really Latoyev. And the second Pshat is the double Lashon of Nachmu is because. Just like it says in Mikotze Ruach HaVavoy D'Kosho, they couldn't even hear Moshe Rabbeinu. So the double Lashon is, you kind of bring them out to be able to hear it, and then give it to them. So what does it mean? Like the Ramban says, Mikotze Ruach HaVavoy D'Kosho is the Pshat. What does it mean they couldn't hear him? The Ramban says, it doesn't mean they didn't have a Muna. It means they pushed it. The Tsar was so strong by them, they pushed it, didn't care. If something hurts so bad, so you tell me tomorrow it's going to be fine, I'd rather not live till tomorrow to bear the suffering right now. As Rabban says, it's the tsar of this moment is so terrible, I can't think about the next moment, that's all. That didn't have a muna, it's just the next moment doesn't even exist by me. The tsar is so great. That's what it means. Where's the pasuk? Yeah, that's what Ramban says. Look at the Ramban over there. Look at the Ramban. Yeah, here it is. Ramban says, "Loiba b'shalo yamidu b'Hashem." It's not that they didn't believe in Hashem and Hashem's Navi. Rakshlo hitu oizim l'dvarav mikotz ruach. They couldn't even listen to his words. Mikotz ruach ka'adam shetikter napsho ba'malay v'loy yirtzel l'chiyos rega b'tzayrei midaito shiaviach la'achrichin. He doesn't want to live a minute more in this tsar, even with the knowledge that it's going to lead to a great avacha afterwards. I don't care what it's going to lead to. It hurts too much right now. They couldn't listen to Moshe Mekoyt to avoid the kosher. So according to Shem Shmuel, the Nachmu Ami is to raise us above that Madrega so that we can hear the Nechama. According to the Tzlach, the Nachmu is that we'll be able to see that the tsaris really will detoyev the whole way. So it's really, it's Hainu Hach, it's really the same thing. A person can't live to the tsar. He can't even live to another minute of the tsar, even though he knows the next minute is going to be geula, because the tsar is too great. So if you want to raise him out of that, the nechama of raising us out of that will be the nechama of letting us see how it really is all a toy. When a person can tap into and try to, I mean, right now it's b'tarius amuna. B'achas yamim, it'll be b'tarius yediyah. We'll know it. But a person will try to see how every tsar he goes through,
personally, even little things, even things, you know, not monumental tzaras, which we have enough monumental tzaras. Even little things like Sagadil Banim or Panasa, they're not just little things, but everyday things. And a person sees how it's there for his toiv, and how the Baruch Hashem is being mashkiach on him. A person tries to see that a person can live through the tzar to be able to get to the next step of the Gula. Mr. Hashem, the Baruch Hashem should give us the koyach to have a nechama and the Shemino Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Right.